Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Little Tuesday afternoon in the state of Tejas. It's political season already, kids. It's here. It's upon us. I'm sure you've noticed the signs in your neighbor's yards or on the way to work. We're here. Today we've got congressional candidates. Eric Homan. Does that have a nice ring to it? That
yeah,
you're a
it does.
Congressional candidate?
Yeah, it does. I dig it. It's
yeah?
good. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm making some yard signs now. They're gonna be available in the Drinking Bro store. To everyone's surprise, they're not gonna be pro politician.
So, I dig it.
Yeah.
Not at all. You know Dan's stance on politicians, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard a little bit about it, yeah, for sure.
I believe there might be a flag here too.
Yeah.
Is it? We sell these?
They're not for sale right now. Actually, somebody bought one and their order got fucked up like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And put the camera on him. What are you doing over there?
Right there, bud.
Somebody's order got fucked up, so I took that one down out of my house and we're going to sign it and send it to him.
Oh, that's great.
We're good people.
Yeah.
We're not like politicians. We're good people.
Yeah.
Well, let's
good thing I'm not a politician.
Yeah,
yet.
I was going to say, let's start with that, because the people we typically have on the show politically aren't really politicians.
Sure.
Not like Joe Kent.
Yeah, like Joe Kent was on. He's great. Alex Garlatos is on. He's great. Yeah. Graham Allen's running right now. He's not a politician either. And they make no bones about it, where they're just like, hey, man, I'm not trying to pretend to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
I am running because I am against what is currently happening in my neighborhood or with my kids or with my school districts. Why are you running?
Same thing. I was working here in Austin, and the more I saw, the Afghanistan debacle, that was the biggest thing where I was just like, man, I can't sit here and watch this disaster happen anymore. So, you know, when we're in the military, it's always like, well, if you want to change something, get in there and do it. So
yeah.
I said, screw it. I'm going to do that. And I filed the last day, and yeah, I'm looking to make a change, man. I just can't stand there and be a bystander anymore. I'm able-bodied, so we'll see how it goes. It's been a pretty wild ride so far.
Yeah, I can imagine. Having dipped a toe in it a little bit, it's dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Local politics is worse than national politics as well. First of all, tell everybody the district that you're running in and what that encompasses in that district.
So I'm running for the 28th Congressional District here in Texas.
Okay.
And it goes from northeast San Antonio, and it swings down towards the southwest and ends in Laredo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're down by the border, dude.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go to the point of friction, so that's where it's at. That's where I can make the most change, so that's where I'm at, man.
Now, are you trying to primary somebody, or are you just running on your... Are you the only Republican running? How's
that
work?
No, it's a crowded field. There's six of us. Mm. There's a B-1 pilot, and there's a couple other... There's a rancher, Ted Cruz's aide or something. I forgot what the hell she did, but she was.
Well, she probably worked at a mortuary because he looks like a mortician.
Yeah, he's.
he reminds me. You know, Ted Cruz reminds me of the Penguin from the Batman. That's every time I see
or
him.
Or Uncle Fester from Adam's too. Yeah. He's that guy's a fucking chud.
One or the other.
So there's seven total, and then and then on the Democrat side, there's the incumbent who just got in trouble, and then two other people from challenging.
Yeah, the incumbent is a long-term Dem guy there whose office just got raided by the FBI, and a couple of his people got picked up as well. So it'll cascade from there, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
That dude's done, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah, and when you're in the midst of this, typically there's a primary in, what, March or April?
Thanks, man.
So are you involved in that?
Yeah, so March 1 is the actual election day, and then early voting starts on the 14th of February.
Okay, wow. So you can
super
go in
fast.
Early.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Shit. I was wondering why I saw so many signs up. I was like, man, is that coming up soon? And then sure enough, we're at the end of January right now already.
It's crazy. Yeah, 100%, man. It's just nonstop.
Yeah. So what other cities are in there? Laredo and what else?
So you got Laredo, San Antonio. You got Live Oak, Schertz.
That's a big district.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over. I mean, it's a huge, long district from northeast all the way down to southwest, and all the little counties in between that. So there's some of them that don't even vote, which is insane to me. But
are you Mexican American?
I was born in Mexico City.
Okay,
so my parents came here the right way. That's what pisses me off the most. It's just I'm all about immigration, right? This country was built on immigrants, but at the same time, do it the right way. This administration just has these open borders where you just like what do you just can't have a country that way. And then they cater to the illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. And the veterans, all the dudes that are hurting from 20 years of fighting, they could give a shit less. So I don't get that.
Well, the mayor of New York just signed a bill that the city council passed that gives 800,000 non-citizens the right to vote in their local elections now. That's pretty wild.
It's completely stupid.
Yeah. This morning we got video from South Texas where it's the same old story, right? The catch and release program, but it's mostly women and children. No, we have a video of people being released just this morning, like literally this morning, and it's 80% dudes. And 80% dudes like in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, they're all fighting age.
Like, what the fuck are they coming here for?
Yeah.
That's the difference between a regular civilian person and somebody that's been involved in conflicts before is military age male.
Yeah,
right?
The ma'ams.
That's suspicious to me right off the bat.
Right.
Like, why are you coming here?
Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know the reasons. I mean, you're from Mexico City, obviously. So you know the reasons why a lot of people are coming here.
Well, there's a lot of persecution, right? And people do want to chase the American dream. I mean, I'm living it. So I understand that. But you have to do it the right way. Just so my parents busted their ass. They worked, you know, I mean, it was expensive. I think back then it was about 10 grand. So, you know, for two people, I think my dad told me that my stepfather, obviously I have a German last name, but my dad, I think one day he told me, he's like, I never made over $40,000. And I was like, holy shit, I can live on 40 grand now. But
yeah.
I mean, with two kids plus them, I mean, but they just, I mean, that was the goal, was to become a U.S. citizen. So, I mean, it can be done. You just got to follow the rules. You can't just have.
Well, that's different, right? Though, if your goal is to become a U.S. citizen, then there's some certain things you have to do. If your goal is just to get here and exploit America in general, then that's relatively easy now. When there's a Democrat.
Oh, absolutely.
And those are two different. Those are two entirely different goals. Like, if somebody says, my goal is to come to America and become a citizen, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
But if their goal is to come here and work and then go home, maybe, but probably not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you can't tax it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, too, I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen the late night flights where they're putting all these illegals in different planes and they're shipping them all over the U.S. Because if you look at it, Democrats are smart because they're playing the long game.
Mm. Yeah.
They're shipping them to all these red cities or red states. And come 2024, once they're all hooked on the system, all the giveaways that the Biden administration's got them on, then they're going to say, hey, we brought you over here. You better vote Democrat. And they're going to be like, okay. And all of us who actually vote and work our asses off, we're going to be outnumbered. And,
yeah.
and people just don't wake up to that.
But the weird thing that I've noticed in the last election with Trump was Latino voters mostly went for Trump.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the countries they came from, they were like, dude, it doesn't fucking work there.
Yeah.
Like Cubans, for example, in Florida, they came over and that was one of the first states to call early on in the evening where it was like, Florida's called.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? Usually that's the last state. But Cubans were like, dude, we just came from socialism. We don't want this bullshit in our country. Like, You know, I remember Jorge Masvidal going down and making speeches and things like that. And he was like, we're not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Do you think more and more Latinos that are coming in are like, hey, dude, we don't want this country to become like the country we just came
from? Yeah, 100%. I think it is. A lot of the immigrants that came from shitty countries are saying, hey, this America might have its problems, but this is way better than from where I came from. And I mean, all of us had fought over there. We've seen, you know, Afghanistan and even places in Europe, like London. I was telling someone, I think it's East London. It's a Muslim control, like Sharia law exists there.
Yeah,
like
police won't go there. Yeah,
the cops won't go in there. They'll get their asses kicked. In London, they just accepted that part of their city is no longer part of their city. It's given up. So, yeah, I mean, you know, people need to realize how good America has it. And you have these people that were born here and haven't had a chance to really go fight or do anything like that. They're just taken for granted. They're like, oh, America's racist. America sucks.
Right.
But I'm like, just go over there. Go over there and keep, you know, go say those type of things over there. I guarantee you won't be around too long.
Take a quick peek and see how it is.
Go live over there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should start an exchange program with Afghanistan. Actually, Biden did that on accident, I guess.
The Aleppo button.
No, well, Biden just left a bunch of our people in Afghanistan so they could experience it more.
Yeah.
We did a show called the Aleppo button where it was like, if you're feeling oppressed over here, you just press the Aleppo button and boom.
ISIS member pops up and you can shoot him.
Yeah. And then you can just, you're in Syria all of a sudden and it's just like, hey, congratulations.
Yeah, you made it.
Tell me how bad it is here and how much it sucks.
Yeah, man. It's hard. You guys, I love memes, man. So you've seen that meme where it says tough times bring tough men. Mm. And then, you know, good times bring weak men. I mean, it's just that cycle, you know, and that's where we're at. It's just brought weakness. And I think that's why you see a lot of prior military people running for Congress, running for office, because they're like, what the hell did happen? We left and now the country's in the shit, you know? So trying to get back in there and change it around.
So we got hooked up with you through Jared. So that, just so the audience knows that, so they can prejudge you for that. Tell us about your military career. Some people have.
Yeah. So I got introduced to you guys through a buddy of mine who was another combat controller. He was a 23rd Special Tactics Squadron, John. And he said, hey, man, these guys, I can maybe put you in touch with them. And I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And obviously, I've heard of Yale's program. So, I was a combat controller in the Air Force, did 15 years, did combat deployments, obviously, in Afghanistan, worked with obviously a bunch of ODAs, some SEAL teams, and then some coalition soft. So, yeah, dude, I mean, that was my military career. And when
Did you retire?
No, I got out at 15. My last deployment, it was probably pretty bad. Probably one of the worst green on blues. You guys know Nick Lavery by any chance? He was ODA 3126. Giant dude. He should be playing pro ball. He lost his leg on this green on blue. But I had just ripped out. And 2 weeks later, there was an insider attack. And most of my ODA got shot up. The team leader was shot in the head. The squad leader, the dog.
Was it the one at the Chow Hall?
No. This was in Jalres.
Oh, was that on patrol?
Yeah. And after that, I had just gotten home. I was going to go back. And then my commander said, no, man, I can't send you back. You're probably going to commit war crimes. So, I mean, you probably saved my, you know, probably my free time. Mm. So
Because when you see shit that dark.
Yeah. I mean, anytime we lose one of our guys, we call it the revenge tour. Anytime we go back, right? It's like the revenge tour for such and such. So, I mean, I'm not saying we're out there, you know, committing war crimes, but we definitely kind of get after it a little bit more for sure.
Yeah.
But, Hillary and Trump were going head to head. So I was like, there's no way Trump's going to win. This chick's going to win. And I don't want to serve under her. I was serving under Obama. And I said, I've had enough of these two clowns. So I punched out. And then, you know, I go to bed and next thing you know, everybody's like, Trump won, get back in. And I was just like, oh, and you know, he starts dropping bombs everywhere. And you know, it's just the way life happens.
Tell us what a combat controller does. I'm not sure if everybody in our audience.
Okay.
Really knows.
So combat controller is Air Force Special Forces. I know the Air Force does a crappy job about advertising what our capabilities are, but we are basically the air to ground interface. We go out with, like I said, special operation forces teams. And anytime the team is in a firefight, we're responsible for calling in close air support. Same thing, if a guy gets hurt, we call in the medevac. Pretty much anything that flies, combat controller handles. We're responsible for assault zones, so resupply missions, landing zones, you name it, we do it. And it's not only time of war, it's also time of peace. So in the Haiti,
earthquake?
Yeah. We had combat controllers come down there to Haiti and start landing aircraft without a tower, without a radar. I mean, that's part of our gig is the air traffic control piece. So you got to be, you know, you got to think four-dimensional, where it's not just pulling the trigger and shooting and moving and communicating. You got to now communicate with the aircraft, and then you got to separate them all, make sure they don't run into each other if they're dropping bombs. Yeah, deconfliction.
So what's the difference between a JTAC, TACP, CCT,
So the combat controller, if it's, you know, it's 2-year pipeline, and you got to be combat dive, air traffic control, demo. I mean, it's HALO, because you got to be employed with all SOF all across the world. Attack P, the JTAC. I mean, JTAC's just a qualification, just like HALO, dive. I mean, it's just a qual. So Attack P is just a JTAC, and they were conventional. Although the war lasted for so long that we had some TACPs come and augment the, you know, the special tactics guys or combat controllers. And then, so that's JTAC, TACP, same thing. So it's just a qualification.
Somebody here in the chat is saying, a man dressed this well and he's drinking a Monster. Reed White, I love that.
Yeah, you're like, if Rip It was available at local 7-Elevens, he'd be drinking Rip It.
It used to be. I don't know. They pulled it recently. I think the last can I saw was in El Paso.
Those things can't be good for
you. No, Rip It is like the fucking Four Loco of energy drinks.
Yeah.
So many people.
And there was so little. Yeah. And they would just keep you awake for like 24 hours. It was insane.
It's crystal meth in a can.
I went down to Jared's house to help him. We were rewriting Range 15, the script, and he was talking about Rippets. There was a joke about Rippets, and I didn't know what it was. And we went down to the convenience store and got some Rippets. Holy shit.
They're disgusting.
That's another planet, though. You mentally go to another planet.
Yeah.
At least Monster you can control a little bit, where you're like, all right.
Yeah, well, I was just telling him, it's just, I haven't really been on energy drinks for a long time, but once I just started to do this congressional run, you know, I drink coffee in the morning, work out, start doing whatever I got to do, go door knocking, and then halfway through the day, I'm just crashing. I could drink a soda, I could drink coffee, and just nothing's working. Your body, and you got to stay sharp, because people just all of a sudden you'll go door knocking, and someone will say, "Do you believe in God?" And then you're just like, "What? I just want to hand you my information."
You don't want to go full Dan Crenshaw if it's a 10-year-old and be like, "Hey, you little bitch, don't question my faith. Don't you question my faith. You can question my eye, but you can't question my faith." Right? There's a person in the chat right now. Did you start out in security forces?
I did.
So he said he ran into you once when he was a young airman.
Okay.
Very young airman, a rookie. And you called him a rookie bitch, and that motivated him to better himself inside the Air Force.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, man. Yeah, I did. Well, when I you know, I was telling you, I was an immigrant, and I wanted to go to college. I wanted to be a businessman. Mm-hmm. I did not want to join the military. I was like, fuck that. And then my parents, obviously, I just told you, they didn't make over 40 grand ever. So they said, I was going to Texas Tech University. I was having too much fun. And they said, there is no way we're paying for your dumbass to keep going to school.
Yeah.
And having a 2.75 GPA, I think it was.
Yeah, you don't want to end up like Tommy Boy, right?
2.75 at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
That's not
terrible.
Dude, but my parents required excellence, and I wasn't giving it to them. So they were like, we're not working an extra job for you to get that. So the Air Force, you know, had its thing. You join the Air Force, get college degree. So I said, okay. So I'm 43, so I'm a little bit old. That's when online school started coming about. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And then I didn't finish my degree in the first 4 years. Then the second one, 9/11 took place. So I said, well, I want revenge. And that's when it just changed for me, man. I just wanted revenge. So I was going to get out and go, you know, go to the Army or go to the Navy. And then I ran into my buddy Will, and he said, what are you doing? Become a combat controller. You do all that shit that those guys do, and you have the better quality of life. Why would you leave? And then I said, man, I never even heard of you guys. And they're like, oh, dude, it's great. And yeah, the day I was supposed to get out, I reenlisted, came home. My parents had this big party for me, and they said, hey, you're out. You know, congratulations. You're going to go do whatever business you want. And I said, no, I'm going to become a combat controller. And they were pissed. And 2 years later, I became a controller, started deploying. And I had fun. I had fun as a cop, man.
Feel about it now?
They're happy. I mean, I'm glad. I think when I came back,
are they happy that you're alive?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, dude, after I got out, my transition was very rough. When I first got out of the military, I was just like, yeah, I'm fine. I knew what I was going to do. No big deal. And then I told him my team leader got killed, Andrew. And after a while, it's just survivor's guilt started sending in. And then, you know, I couldn't find a job. The loss of purpose is gone, you know, from what I did to all of a sudden trying to find a job. And dude, I share this with people. It's because after a while, those demons of war, you're just like, man, I can't live here anymore. Like, am I doing?
You need purpose, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every story you've told so far involved you being in some situation and wanting something and using that as your purpose to achieve it. And it's the same thing. That's one thing. It's been really difficult for people transitioning out to figure out.
Yeah.
Like they, I understand the desire to just relax for five goddamn minutes and not wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. But at some point you got to fucking, I mean, it's not, and then when I say at some point, I mean, you've got a couple of weeks really to figure out what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're just going to get depressed and drink yourself to fucking death.
Yeah. And that's what I was doing, man. A year later, my parents were like, there's something wrong with you. And I thought it was, you know, you watch all these commercials like, oh, you're 35 years old. You probably need testosterone. So I went and got checked and they're like, no, your testosterone's fine. And I was like, no, there's something wrong with me. And finally, a VA doctor did his job and he's like, hey dude, everything in this sheet says that you're super happy, but everything that comes out of your mouth, you're miserable. So what's up? And it took some convincing, but yeah, man, he's like, you're heavily depressed. And I was like, that doesn't happen to me, man. That's some fat chick that eats bonbons and watches Dr. Phil and like, nope, you're heavily depressed. And yeah, dude, I don't really drink alcohol at all. And you know, now I started drinking fucking energy drinks so I can stay awake, but
I drink both.
Yeah, and canvassing like that all day long and everything else, I'm sure you're exhausted.
It's a deployment, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a question here from one of our listeners. Kevin Walters says, what is your plan for holding the VA accountable? I live over 50 miles from the VA, and they continue to deny my outside health care and use loopholes to get vets to reduce benefit ratings.
Yeah, you got to privatize that thing. You know, just like I think Trump kind of was on the right path of saying, hey, you know, if the government, especially now with Afghanistan, so many dudes are getting out, you know, with what happened, they all feel betrayed. So now everybody's jumping ship. They're like, screw this, especially with Biden in office. So I think if we could have it to where you can pick your own clinic and go where you can actually get help and a lot quicker, and the government picks up the tab, that would just make it so much easier.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, waiting in line and waiting 2 weeks. I mean, it's gotten better, but it's still nowhere where it needs. We need to take care of our vets and especially our combat dudes before illegals and handing them, you know, all kinds of random stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with education, which I'll get to in a sec, but privatizing is a really, it's kind of a trope answer almost, but the explanation that came after what you're talking about is competition.
Yeah.
That's most important thing, because competition guarantees the best product at the best price. That's why we use capitalism in our system. It has its flaws, but capitalist flaws can be overcome by starting a new business.
Yeah.
Right? Which where socialist flaws overcome by war only. Mm-hmm. Like you have to fight the government to kill that shit off first and then start a new government. That's the only way to do it. In capitalism, you can just start a better business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to compete.
I don't understand why people don't get that. And classical liberals, like the way liberals used to be in the United States and the way that leftists are who are in the Democratic Party now, it's not even fucking close to the same thing.
Yeah.
And they keep appealing back to the, like, oh, fucking Democrats back in the day, FDR. FDR, yeah, it's social programs were something that FDR believed in, but he said a lot of nasty things about lazy people too, right? Yeah. And he was pretty solid on border defense.
Yeah.
He also jumped us into World War II. Right.
FDR.
Yeah.
Wasn't so good at soccer.
Well, known not facts. Not at the end.
Yeah, it was the polio.
Yeah. Well, polo.
Polo. Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Polio. He. Welcome to Drinking Bros. By the way, we're gonna try to get you canceled before the primary.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Hey, it is so what it way, is, dude. Hey, I had my first troll, man, and the boys from the community just destroyed that dude, man. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that. Fucker was just like, I should have never piped up and said anything. So it is what it is.
How's the polling looking for you now? I'm sure you get the internal polls.
I haven't looked at it. I have the consultant that I'm working with, Cody. He kind of takes a look at all that stuff, and I'm kind of just, I have like blinders on, and I just stick to my race. I don't look at what the other ones are doing, because then you start worrying about like, oh, should I do that? Should I do this? Because they're doing. Fuck it, man. I'm just concentrating on where I need to get to, and I'm not looking at
and
it.
You just, do you know if you have a lead or close to it?
I don't.
Does he even tell you that?
No, nothing. I mean, right now the biggest thing they're gauging on is money. So these things are so super, like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
It's all money race.
It's all money, man. Yeah. It's exposure. So I'm glad I'm here with you boys, and then it's money. So yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. How are you doing with signs and all that other stuff? Because that's expensive, and I know the second you're allowed to put them up, The ones with the biggest money have those signs out everywhere. And they're expensive.
And they're annoying. Yeah. I don't like them.
Yard signs don't vote.
Yeah.
No, but they are helpful when you're, I will say this, driving past the same goddamn signs every day on the way to and from work, I know these people's names that I shouldn't because not many people care about a local election that much where they're like, all right, great. I can get out for the maybe the 2018 midterms, go down ballot and just check all Republican. Or I can wait for, you know, the big presidential election.
For sure.
But other than that, I don't care. Because I know a lot of these, take your primary, for example. To win that, and I don't know that district whatsoever.
Yeah.
Probably looking at 4,000 votes to 6,000 votes.
No, I think to win, it's about...
Your primary.
It's about 10,000 and change.
Okay, so it's a little bigger. It's a little bigger, but still, that's not a crazy amount compared to what these other elections are. So... It could be very slim, and when you're up against five or six people like you are,
every one of those votes
really matters.
It does. That's why I'm outdoor knocking every day just to get my name out there, at least sometimes make contact, and it's a pretty good response. People are just like, holy shit, you're really running for Congress, and you're at my front door? I was like, yeah, I mean, that's what we're politicians are supposed to do. I mean, that's we've gotten away from it now, you know? It's so divisive. But yeah, man, the money is just doing a mail plan is, you know, sending out my stuff in the mail to all these candidates, like 14 grand. It's
expensive.
Oh, it's super expensive.
All of it adds up. Buttons,
dude,
signs, stickers, flags.
Yeah, man. And I feel bad because that is definitely, you know, you start with your friends and family, you know, it's like, hey, can you throw me some bucks? And everybody, you know, at first they're like, of course. But then later you just feel bad, especially if they haven't donated right away. You're like, hey, are you going to still give me some money? Because I kind of counted that you were going to give me $100 and now you're not. So it's,
I can relate.
It sucks, man.
When we were doing Indiegogo, for a movie, the president of Indiegogo at the time had sat down with us and he goes, look, the hardest thing about asking for money is asking for money.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understood what he meant. And then you're right. You get past like five or 10 friends or family that you're like, all right, I know these people will give me some money, and then what, right?
Yeah.
And you have to keep hitting up people over and over and over again. Their strategy, which was for a movie that didn't require as much money as something like a congressional thing, was hit up the five people who didn't hit you back the week before. Just send them a message on Facebook or email or everything else. Problem is, by the end of the day, after you're canvassing and doing everything else and sending these messages for money, you're fucking exhausted, and maybe you can't write them back or whatever.
It just sucks, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I did it. So my buddy was, he was a Green Beret, a good friend of mine. He was like, you got to get on TikTok. And I was like, man, I don't want to do TikTok. Like that's how I feel like, you know, I'm not a teenager, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, dude, I put your campaign video up there. You got like 34,000 views. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do a TikTok thing. Mm-hmm. So I got a TikTok account and it was like 14,000 people saw this thing. So, but today again, I mean, the likes are great and the exposure is great, but It doesn't get the money where I need to. So today I was just like, hey man, if you just give me $25 from each one that have seen it, like I would be so appreciative. That's all I need. And I'll crush everybody else that's in my way. But it's man, it's definitely asking for cash
it's hard.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like they're not gonna see it back.
It's when people owe you money, right? It's
there's no return on investment in that where they just hope you do a good job.
Yeah.
But you can't give them that money back where you're like, oh, hey, I lost. Sorry. I lost,
well, that's why,
in my district.
No, I'm going to crush them all. I just need to get in there, man. I'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, you are in there. Like, So tell everybody what day they need to go out and vote in this area.
Yeah. So first you got to register to vote because a lot of people don't. They think they're just going to show up to the polls and then they're going to get turned away. But you have to register to vote. I think the last day is the 31st of this month. And then after that, for early voting, is the 14th.
Okay.
And then March 1 is the D-Day. So that'll be the day that we'll figure out what's going on. And then...
So March 1st, you'll have your answer?
Yeah, March 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's super quick, man. 3 weeks
Five
to...
5 weeks?
Yeah, Five 3 weeks to early voting. And then after that, it's... So yeah, that's why I haven't taken a day off since the 9th of January. I got sick at the very 1st of January because of the cedar fever.
Yeah,
dude, that shit sucks, chills, man. Yeah, I thought I had like the Rona or something.
Yeah,
I went and got tested, and they're like, "No, you're fine. It's allergies." It's like, you gotta be shitting me. Yeah. I haven't been sick like that in a long time. It sucked.
Yeah, it's bad. I've had cedar fever twice, like the body aches and stuff.
Yeah, the body aches
are rough.
I couldn't move.
When I got COVID, I thought it was cedar fever the first time because it was like similar as the body aches and shit, but it's terrible. So, what do you? You're coming into a district where the guy who's been there since 2005.
Yep.
Democrat, but one of the more conservative Democrats, I would say, which is probably good for the Republicans now because the Democratic Party is at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. When it comes to likability, I guess, right? So the chances of another Democrat getting elected there are probably not great.
Well, it's good for us in a way, but the person that's challenging his seat to challenge them last time, she's insane. She's
you're talking like about Sandra Whitten?
No. Cisneros, I think. She's like a AOC 0.2.
From his side?
Yeah, from his side. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of even worse, but I mean, it's good for me because obviously she's a socialist, you know, and her views are just out of control. So for the Republican side, it's good. I just got to come out of the primary and just slay away. So it's, you know, but Cuellar, I mean, you look at his voting record. I mean, he only voted with like Trump and stuff when it was giving money to, you know, for the vaccine or when it benefited for the most, you know, for the entire population. He didn't just go out of his way to really go out and vote on Republican tickets or you know, bills or whatever. So,
beating somebody who's been in since 2005 is a tall order.
Well, he just got raided by the FBI.
Yeah,
so he did.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be.
What
in
was
the race.
It? Sex toys?
No, it's something to do with a small country up in Azerbaijan. Yeah, which I had to.
I think
Google.
There's a Harry Potter prison there too.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, didn't they play Quidditch there?
No, that's the prison where the Dementors patrol.
Got it.
And he's not. He was
Potter Mouse.
Yeah, he wasn't licensed.
Azerbaijan. So what happened to him up there? What was
something to do with either, you know, he was either American businessman had some type of deals with that country, and then he got involved somehow. And I don't know. The last I saw in open source was that they were investigating him and his wife, and then on Friday this last week, the attorney for the city and the city manager, I believe, just resigned. So, you know, once the starts rolling downhill, man, people are going to want to split before they start getting rolled over. You
so
know?
What happened? So did he, like, violate the Logan Act, or is he negotiating
I don't know, man. I know the FBI was super tight-lipped, but I don't even know how concrete that is as far as what he did, but you know, he probably figured, man, no one's ever heard of this country, which I never heard of till this came up. And now it just, they went and raided him. And, you know, the FBI doesn't go into your office and start taking stuff unless they pretty much got you. So,
fuck no.
So, yeah, it doesn't look good for him. So.
Well, unless they're trying to frame you, right? The FBI, come on.
Yeah.
We've actually got a new t-shirt coming out soon. It says abolish the CIA, abolish the FBI.
Oh, really?
Because neither one of those organizations should exist. One was started by a fucking chicken hawk that was collecting information on politicians and using it, leveraging it against them, right? And then there's the CIA, which has pretty much fucked our foreign policy for the last 60 or 70 years.
Yeah, and by the way, that's at Dan Holloway on Instagram.
And that's my real name, too.
I did not say that.
Fuck the CIA and fuck the FBI. Both of you could suck my dick.
I did not say that, so I don't want you at my house. If you don't mind,
my laptop.
Exactly, dude. Jesus. It's all nudes of me, though. That's the fucking scary part.
Yeah.
It's all just dick pics of myself.
They might take them.
Yeah, we got some sponsors that put the show on the air. I'm going to read this real quick, and then we'll hop back into it and get into the hard-hitting questions, okay?
Cool.
First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 40% off the bundle package. That is the adjustable base. That is the mattress. You can go to a single for that. Feel free. There we go. They got a remote control that comes with the adjustable base. It's got flashlights on it. It's got ports for USBs. Everything is on that goddamn thing. Best adjustable base I've ever had. Now that I have it, I won't go back to anything else. If you couple that together with the mattress, that is 40% off. Or you can just use the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout to get 30% off everything in the entire store. That is sheets. That is pillows. That is the weighted blankets. You name it, it is there. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros where they got a 60-month pay-as-you-go program for 2022. Used to be 36. They have doubled that. Almost. Congratulations. Take advantage of us. All the deals I just named can be used with that deal as well. And you're looking at $20 to $25 a month for a brand new bedroom set. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got GetRoman.com/drinkingbros. You know what that is?
Nope. Don't eat it.
You might.
You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is. Don't eat it. I like that.
You know, set me up. 52% of guys age 40 to 70 do need it.
I'm a machine, man. Let them ladies know I'm a machine.
That's your campaign slogan?
Yeah. I'm a machine.
I'm here to fuck.
I'm here to do two things.
I have a bull in my campaign logo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Is it like the Rock Brahma bull? No. You wearing those shoes out on the campaign trail?
That'd be great. When intimacy arrives, you need to be ready and Roman ready. Whether you've been in a relationship for years or just getting started, having the confidence that comes with preparation means you're free to enjoy the moment when the moment comes, even though you are far from ordinary. The truth is that ED is really common, except for the men up here. Okay? Wasn't lying. 52% of guys 40 to 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. Go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros now to speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment. With that, it comes in a super discreet pouch. Nobody knows what it is, your wife, your gay lover, your mistress, whoever you're having sex with, okay? Maybe some farm animals out in the rural districts, okay? You got to go door knocking on them too. What happens if you walk up and somebody's boning a sheep?
It's in Afghanistan, man. What is it? What was it in Afghanistan? Like,
Man Love Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah, that shit's real.
God damn,
you
dude.
You catch that on drone feeds, man. Yeah. It's disgusting. You're like, what are they doing to that poor donkey? Yeah, it happens.
Jesus.
I wonder if they're probably taking that.
Yeah. Look, we don't judge. We don't kink shame here. ED is more common than most people think. Reconnect with your partner and rediscover the joy of sex. All you have to do is go online, talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional, and it ships to you free within 2 days if medication is appropriate. They'll find the best treatment plan for you. Getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Again, just go. It is a U.S. licensed professional. It's not going to be somebody in India. Okay, go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today, and if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this fall. Roman ready. Last but not least, Drinking Bros. Mm. Got the new hats. Everything is in the store. Go to drinkingbros.com/store. The Bro Box is available. Boom. Pop that on screen, Bob. Look at that. Bro Box available. New t-shirts. We put a bunch of stuff in these boxes. Mm-hmm. Each box will be brand new every single month, $39.99. Just put your shirt size in and congratulations. Boom. If we happen to fuck up an order, we'll just send you one personally and just sign it, you know?
Yeah.
Good to go. But everything's in the store now. We got the FlexFit hats, the snapbacks, all of it. Long sleeves, hoodies. We are fully stocked. And check out the Bro Box before we run out of them. $39.99 a month and you're good to go with all of our new products. I want to get to the hard hitting questions here.
Sure, what's
about
up?
Your policy. Okay.
Sure.
Del Taco or Taco Bell?
Oh, dude, I haven't had any of that shit in a long time.
Really?
You can't
probably
ask,
Taco Bell though.
You can't ask a real Mexican that.
Yeah, that is true. But probably Taco Bell. That's the last time when I was ripped, and I think Taco Bell was. They had those. What was it, like 12 or 14 crunchy tacos?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like $8.
The packs. Yeah,
just sit there and just eat that.
We had this debate. There was a couple Del Taco people.
I'm a Del Taco guy.
Are you really?
Now I am for sure. Here is my original problem with Del Taco. One, they got rid of the Macho Taco, which was like $3.50, but it was the biggest goddamn taco you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Crunchy taco. The issue is, one, they got rid of it. Two, the number one at Del Taco is two crunchy tacos and crinkle cut fries. How the fuck does that make sense? Oof. Like, I understand you're in California and they've got their own shit going on out there,
yeah.
But that's nonsense. But Taco Bell got rid of the, first they fucked up the Mexican pizza and then they got rid of it altogether.
And there's a rumor that it's coming back.
My understanding is they murdered the dog as well.
I've heard that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, never seen the dog. So,
that Chihuahua, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's which is, I haven't thought about that.
Super racist. I don't know if you could do commercials like that anymore. It's like it's a Chihuahua with a Mexican accent.
It's too on the nose. Yeah. So earlier, before we went on air,
like the dog gets canceled because it's not really Mexican. That dog was born in Bel Air. God damn it,
dude! You laugh, man. Right before we got on air, I read a story because cancel culture is everywhere.
It's super weak.
So fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide if this was real or not. I was like, "There's no fucking way this is real." Bob, pull up Peter Dinklage. The actor.
Oh, is he not really a dwarf?
What wonderful dwarf. I didn't know.
This is real.
This is real.
Yeah.
Okay. So I read the headline real quick before we got on air. Peter Dinklage is pissed off that Disney is remaking a Snow White and said, aren't we over fucking seven dwarves hiding in a cave? Put this up on the screen. Does it have the exact quote from him? Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Have I done nothing to advance the cause from my soapbox? I guess I'm not loud enough.
Maybe you should get a taller soapbox, fuckface.
So he said, why are they doing a live action version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? It is a fucking, this is a quote, fucking backward story of seven dwarfs living in a cave together. The New York Times was kind enough to pull the word fucking out of it in their tweet, which why you're the New York Times. That's what he actually said. And he was pissed off about it. Why did he not get get the role of Grumpy?
Because he's got his. He's rich now, mm-hmm. right? But all these, there's a whole brigade of LPs that act in all this shit, and it was kind of satirized in Life's Too Short. Remember?
Yeah. Great show, by the way.
That's Ricky Gervais and what's his nuts, his partner,
Warwick.
Warwick Dunn is the, or not Warwick Dunn? What the fuck? Warwick Davis is the LP, but it's Steven, whatever the fuck his name is.
Merchant,
yeah. So and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
All the big names did cameos. Fucking Schindler's List guy did a cameo.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Who cares? They satirize in that, but that's a real thing. There's like agencies that help employ little people that want to act and
there's
shit.
There's two.
So he's got his. He's rich now. But nobody else can do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you played a giant dwarf just like 2 years ago in a fucking Marvel movie, you cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, fuck off, dude. I'm going to kick him.
We had we were fans of Peter Dinklage, and then that all died today. And that made me sad. I thought he was fucking joking. So, Delco, you can confirm that he was serious and this is real?
Yeah. What?
Warwick Davis didn't die. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's 54, I think. He's and he's fine. Never gonna fucking die.
No, he's fine. He's
like Keith Richards.
Yeah, they pumped him full of some kind of stuff. I don't know what it is.
He's Willow, dude.
Yeah.
He's not gonna die.
Laces out. Yeah. That was the response to me kicking him.
He's good. Is there a lot of dwarves in your district?
Shit, I don't know. I haven't ran into any of them.
No?
No.
All right.
I think that might freak me out a little bit though if someone opened the door, but hey, it is what it is. As long as they vote for me,
yeah.
Give a shit. I'm serious.
That's where you draw the line.
That's
right
where
there.
I draw the line.
It's like, hey, dude, who are you voting for? Yeah.
Well, the alternative in this case is, I looked this woman up. This is her, right?
Yeah.
Cicerno? Cicero?
Yeah.
Cicero? Cisneros? That's a stupid fucking name. And also, her last name starts with Cis, which means she's suspect, because that means straight white or whatever.
Sure.
Total socialist.
Yep.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's out of control.
And it's like, you look at her campaign poster.
That's definitely an old picture, though.
Is she hot at least?
No.
Pull her up.
She's not.
Pull her up on screen.
Not only is she not hot.
What's her full name so Bob can pull it up?
It's Jessica, and then the last name is Cisneros. So she has Cis and Nero in her name. Can't be trusted.
Well, let's pop her up, Bob. Let's see this. Let's see this later.
At any rate, her fucking campaign poster looks like somebody that's about to complain about something. You know what I mean? She's trying to be AOC.
Yeah, and that's an old picture, man. That must have been a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's
that's not terrible. What, she's a socialist, though?
Yeah.
She's out of control, man. Just like the guy here in Austin that's running for Congress, that other moron.
She's still...
Oh, they're all fucking retards.
It's fucking... Trump's been out of office. By the time this election will happen, he's been out of office for a year and a half, and she says she's the one candidate in the race who won't vote for the types of policies cruelly pushed by the Trump administration.
He's
Why are you
gone.
Still running against
yes.
him?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Shut the fuck up.
He's gone.
Like, we're going to take the country back from Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Like, how far back are we going, you dumb bitch?
I was watching CNN in the gym because it was all, you know, you're stuck, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's above you, and I'm on the treadmill, and I'm like, motherfucker. CNN was like, this was a terrible week for Trump last week. And they went through Monday through Friday on there of, like, what happened, I guess, with, like, lawsuits or something like that. And I'm who cares?
Yeah.
He's not in office anymore. It's like, Jimmy Carter, somebody like that. Like, I don't give a fuck what Jimmy Carter's doing either.
It probably
I
was. Fuck
what any of them are
Jimmy
doing.
Carter is 7,000 years old, so it probably was a rough week for him. Every week is a rough week for Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Just staying alive
that guy
is rough.
Still alive.
Yeah. I don't know how. Jesus. Peanuts.
He's another Keith Richards guy.
It's Peanuts. How long did George Washington Carver live?
I don't know.
I can smell those peanuts. Whenever you say his name, I smell peanuts.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like a it's a weird sense memory thing for me.
Peanut farming piece of shit.
Yeah.
George Washington Carver lived to like 79, 80 years
Carver
old.
Carver was
so.
A pimp.
I mean, it's peanut butter. That's the secret. That's why I eat 4 tablespoons every morning.
You roll into a room smelling like fresh peanuts everywhere you go. You're
people know.
Waities.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
And get a little sniff on you, dude, and be like, is that fucking Carver?
That's God protein, damn, fat, dude. And sugar. Yeah. God damn, bro.
Yeah.
Macros?
Slow down.
Fucking kidding me?
Pimp? Slow down. Then slow down. Hang up the cane, pimp. What are we doing here?
Then you need Roman just to keep up.
I know. Yeah. That's a guy who didn't need Roman. Carver?
No, he was straight laying pipes, son.
Slanging that fucking wood. Woodrow Wilson, dude. He was fucking dropping bombs on ladies.
Jeez. Yeah. Before bombs even existed.
I know. Cisneros, though, you pull her up. This looks like somebody of like, you tap her from behind and she's calling the ambulance. She's getting a neck brace, the whole thing. I'm dead.
Have you seen that video the guy made of different generations running into a wall?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. So it's
with a door.
Yeah, it's like
a door. Yeah,
it's like 80s guy runs into the wall and he just keeps going.
Fuck
90s
you.
Guy looks in the wall and he's like, "Hey, fuck you!" 2000s person, somebody born in the 2000s runs into it, falls down on the ground, and then starts crying and filming themselves.
Yeah, that's who she looks like.
Yeah,
dude, this generation. I mean, it's just gotten so weak. It's
woke monster.
Yeah, it's and then you know, it's like even I used to love watching The Office, man. Now they can't even air that anymore because people just get offended at some of the jokes they have.
Oh, there's tons. They're pulling episodes of everything.
Yeah.
Any nudes from Jessica Cisneros, Bob? Or is this just... Is it all... I'm just... Look, we're trying to help somebody win Congress here, Bob. If there's nudes out there, God damn it, I want to see some nudes. All right?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. If anybody knows Jessica Cisneros, just DM at SC James, and we'll kind of go through them ourselves. On our own, we're trying to win an election.
That's a good question. Let me find her Instagram, because I bet her pronouns are in there.
You think so? Sure, you think it's they? Call me they or them?
What does that mean? Like, if I saw one dude, or first of all, her and hers.
That's kind of a more recent picture.
Yeah.
She goes by she, her, and hers?
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Is she gay? Straight? What's her thing?
I don't know.
Boyfriend? Paul, you got her Instagram. Let's pop this up. Because this is your candidate you're going against, right?
Well, she's in the primary against the guy that's in jail now.
Yeah.
Oh, she got an endorsement from Ayanna Pressley. So one of the squad
members. Endorsed by AOC and Warren and Soros and all those other crazy left-wing. Yeah, I mean, she's fairly young and she has no experience. And I think she's
With AOC.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's raised a ton of cash. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, they're pumping money into her bank account, but...
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's like I said, those are kind of.
Oh, she
more
looks
recent.
Totally. Bob, go to that wide picture of her. She looks totally different.
Okay. That's a super wide picture.
Yeah, which is smart.
You don't want to go in too close. You want to photograph her from as far away as possible.
Yeah, maybe across the street.
Maybe use a filter.
I wouldn't even stand in the same driveway. Yeah, go across the street. Long lens, that is what we call that in a bit. Sorry, welcome to
Drinking
Bros.
No, you're good, man.
Look, elections are dirty. This is what happens.
Yeah,
you got to get your feet dirty.
Man, I can't wait till they go after me. It's going to be hilarious.
You got to get your hands and feet dirty, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, for some reason, they never come after us. I don't know why.
No.
Because we say horrible things about everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Well, not today, obviously.
Well, yeah, I appreciate
this is
voice.
Super light.
Yeah.
Like, we even said anything in this woman on the Holocaust, what she thinks about it, you know?
Oh, she got endorsed by Daily Kos. Nice.
What's that?
It's a fucking left-leaning rag. It's like a blog. Yeah. And she put that...
Daily Kos? I don't think I've seen you laugh.
That's really funny. That's like getting endorsed by the Daily Stormer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I got a nice, clean haircut. You shave your fucking head. You got a swastika in your forehead. That's the Daily Stormer.
Yeah.
In this case, you just hate democracy.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
You got to stand for something.
You got to say, or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
100%.
You know who said that? FDR. And then he fell over. He got out of his wheelchair and said it. Fell right on the fucking ground.
Well, they helped him up.
Jesus, man.
I want to ask you a serious question. So the big debate we've had on the show the last 2 or 3 weeks is whether it's going to be Trump versus Hillary in 2024. I'm saying yes. Dan is saying no. But more and more day by day, it seems that's the way we're leaning, including today. I don't know if anybody saw this, but Apple TV has given Hillary Clinton and Chelsea their own program, and it's called Gutsy Women. And their first guest is going to be Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Jesus.
Why do all that if you aren't
money
planning to run? No, but if you're not planning to run and keep your name out there, because that's essentially what it does. Let's face it. Hillary Clinton's got enough fucking money.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the money at this point. I think she's out there to run again. What are your thoughts?
Oh, God, man. I wish Hillary Clinton would just go away. But obviously, like you said, it's not going to happen. You know, I think Trump, I think if DeSantis decides to run, which I don't think he will, mm-hmm. then
Trump's, you don't think he will?
No, I think he's happy like as a governor, and he's crushing it as a governor, right? If he did go up to become president, then I think that's where the Republican Party will split, because I like DeSantis. I think he's a solid dude.
Yeah, sure.
100%. And I think he's a little bit more likable than Trump. Trump's just a little bit more hard. And I think that's what kind of ended up costing him some of his votes towards the end, because people were just kind of didn't like his attitude. But either way, Hillary, I mean, yeah, I think it's just like a Pelosi, you know? I mean, Pelosi, I think she had like $100 million or something like that. She's bought a mansion down in Florida.
$180 million.
Yeah, $180 million. There you go. So, I mean, if I had a tenth of her money, I would just say, hey, I love America. I'm just going to leave it to you boys and girls to fight over. I'm going to go, I don't know, get hammered every day on the beach and do not care. Like, I'm out of here. But they're so power hungry and greedy that these people just have to stay in. They feed off the spotlight, whether it's good or bad. Yeah. And I think that's why Hillary's just like, hey, I might run. And then you got idiots at Apple saying, hey, let me give you a show so that way we can stir up these other crazies. Mm. And it just to keep feeding her money. Because, I mean, I think back when she was running, when she lost, I think one of her speaking engagements was like a couple $100,000 for
immediately afterwards.
Just to hear her speak, which I don't know why you would go hear a loser speak, but you know, that's, I mean, and now they're giving
people
her
just
show.
Did it in the Arizona desert. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Don.
I think he's going to win. Look, because there was a poll out this morning in Politico. I don't know if you saw it, but they had him versus DeSantis.
Uh-huh.
Trump was up by 70 points. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think even DeSantis said he wasn't running. He was like, nah, I like staying as governor spot right now.
We'll see. I think people get like you're talking about with Hillary, people get addicted to the fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may not be about money, but the money comes with it. But they get addicted to the fame, attention, and shit like that.
Yeah.
But some of it is money. Like Dan Crenshaw was on John Burke's podcast this week, and Burke was asking him about all this stupid shit he said about fucking trading stocks and whatnot. And Crenshaw essentially said, well, how is anybody going to get rich? Right?
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to attract the best talent to Congress if they can't make money there?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just say, you one-eyed bitch? Are you fucking kidding me? God damn, that dude is a piece of fucking shit.
Have you run into him during
this? No. I have a buddy of mine that knows him, but
you just got to stay to one side.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is when I, you know, running, being a controller, and like I said, no one really knows what the hell a combat controller is, right? Very few people do. And some people that obviously, once I announced that I was running, they were like, oh, have you talked to him? Or, you know, I'm just like, no, I don't fucking want to talk to him. I mean, don't get me wrong. If he reached out and said, hey, man, there's another operator running for Congress, hey, man, I'd appreciate that and say, hey, thanks. But I don't know. Fuck, I can do this by myself. I mean, we've been in, you know, worse situations. So, I mean, you know, he's got his race to run. I got mine. And no, but I got some friends that know him, or, you know, I've worked with him in the past. And, you know, good for him. You know, I don't know the dude. So, I mean, just the shit that you see in public is when you're just like, oh, geez, what are you doing? But.
Yeah, has anybody reached out about Trump? Because a lot of people are saying, look, if you get the right funding, Trump will throw some support behind you and try to help you out in your district.
Yeah.
Has anybody said that to you working on your team?
I have a buddy of mine that kind of might have some connections there, but I haven't heard anything. You know, it's just, like I said, sometimes you hear people coming up to you and say, hey, I'm going to help you out with this, and then you're just kind of waiting for it, and it just never happens. So I've kind of, in the 3 weeks that I've been doing this, I just wait till it comes, man. I don't even... You know, hope for it. I just fucking stay in the grind and see what happens.
How are you doing financially versus the other candidates in this race?
I don't know the reports. I know that two of them are pretty wealthy, and everybody else, I think it's kind of, you know, mid income type deal. But all the money I've raised, it's just been friends and family, which I think we've raised about just shy of $40,000. But again, I just told you our mail plan's like $14,000, and that just takes almost half of it to go. So that's the biggest thing, man. It's just gotten so expensive, and it sucks, because then that's how these rich people stay in power, because they have all that money. Someone coming out of, you know, being a regular person, it's just very hard, unless that person you're running up against is a complete lunatic, right? So It's just racing.
And
money.
Even then, that helps because it's like you saw this crazy bitch, whoever that was,
yeah,
with AOC, and you're like, dude, how does somebody like that from a tiny?
It's because we've allowed it to become a popularity contest. Yep. We should completely outlaw any money in politics, whether it's corporate money or private money. Get rid of all of it, mm-hmm. And public television is the only way that you can fucking get out there. Like the only way that you're allowed to endorse yourself, you can't no fucking emails, no text messages, no 3x5 cards in the fucking mail. Just two people standing on the stage talking about issues, and that's it.
Like when you ran in high school, you know, where they're like, you're like recess and free pizza, and you're like, yeah, I'll vote for that guy. And then now it's the
same thing.
Insane.
If you give me recess and free pizza, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Vote for me, yeah.
Cocaine for me.
If you put a Pizza Hut closer to my house. Because the one down the street doesn't deliver. They're
stop
like,
going
oh,
to Pizza
out,
Hut, dude.
They're like, you're outside the 10-mile zone. And I'm like, it's 10.2 miles. Give me a fucking break.
Just put your neighbor's just put your neighbor's address in.
I'm thinking about running myself over that issue right there and make that fucking pizza.
I don't know if
I got kids. They eat pizza all the time.
I don't know if being in Congress, if you're just allowed to redistrict Pizza Hut.
Yeah, to redistrict the old Pea Hut?
I don't think that's how it works.
Springs. Yeah, dude. Deliver to my fucking, you're 0.2 miles outside the radius. My kids need pizza, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Just wait for them right at the border in your car and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. You're just getting your pizza delivered into an open field now.
Yeah. And just wait for them outside with a knife that's got blood on it. And it's like, oh, you're finally here. Here's your tip.
Yeah.
Dick.
Slash his tires.
Yeah.
Walk back, bitch.
Man, that's not very Pea Hut of you.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody else pizzas the hut.
Yeah, man.
But those are the real issues that we care about.
No, yeah, I hear you. You know, the other thing was, I know, I'm sure you guys saw that combat control thing. Like I said, no one knows who the hell we are. And then we made the news because that general is trying to push this woman through. And it was just a fucking nightmare for the dudes that are running the show. Mm-hmm. Down there.
She got in, right?
Well, she's about to go through the pipeline again. And now there's a big ass investigation, which sucks because at one time you hear about combat control, it's a big ass investigation. So it's sad, man, but.
Yeah, the AFSOC command is trying to say that it's out of the open letter that everybody's seen.
Yeah.
Detailing how this woman has quit 3 times. And I've said this is the third time this week I've said this, and I said it once last week with Eddie Gallagher too. The only purpose of the selection part isn't to train people or anything. It's to see if you'll quit.
Yeah.
And she quit 3 goddamn times.
Yep.
Once is enough. 3 times is a fucking embarrassment to the entire pipeline, not just for AFSOC, but for all special operations.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fucking stupid. And the AFSOC commander is just like, oh, no, you took that letter out of context. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Did she or did she not quit 3 times? Yes? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, 100%.
The end, man.
That's
God
how
damn.
It used to be, you know, because once someone quits, it becomes addictive, right? Mm. So they're just going to do it more and more. And then I was telling my buddy, the guy that introduced me to you guys, I said, is that general going to, when she causes the deaths of her teammates, is he going to stand there and fold flags and say, hey, here you go. Sorry, I got your son killed because I wanted this woman to go through and I got an extra star for it though, but now your son's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to be out there, man. So
yeah, I got a job in the next administration, but
yeah,
sorry 100%. About your kid.
Yeah. We got some breaking news here. Biden just withdrew the vax mandate at large businesses.
You mean the one that got struck down by the Supreme Court?
Yeah, we said
thanks,
this
Joe.
Last week.
Like, fuck off.
This is, it bitch. Was all over after that.
I mean, honestly, fuck that old bitch.
Did you see his hot mic thing the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I called Peter Ducey a son of a bitch last night.
This dude that can't string a fucking sentence together is calling people stupid.
If Trump would have called somebody a son of a bitch in the media.
He did.
Well, he did with the football player guys, remember?
No, it was.
No, he called a reporter a son of a bitch.
It was. Todd. What's his name? Chuck Todd.
Yeah.
They called him a sleepy son of a bitch.
Oh.
And people lost it.
Yeah.
They lost it. And it's funny. There's a Twitter account called Defiant L's, like Defiant Losses, and it's making fun of that Brooklyn Defiant dad piece of shit guy.
I hate that fucking guy.
He's the dumbest motherfucker of all time.
Yes.
But basically, Defiant L's just like they follow liberal accounts and then post something they said about Trump and then post them defending the same behavior from Biden, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's more than just that, but that's primarily what it is. And there's like 300 different posts from everybody. That Jennifer Rubin bitch, Brooklyn Defiant, fucking Brian Stelter's Humpty Dumpty looking ass from CNN, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is unpresidential.
You know what's
presidential is Teddy Roosevelt fighting a bear with his bare goddamn hands and establishing the National Park Service.
But they just removed the statue, Dan.
Yeah, because of the natives, right?
Well, I look, he was
like,
leading
how are you
them somewhere.
How are you supposed to make them look?
Is it like we have to make them look whiter so they don't appear different? Is that the problem?
I think people were mad because he was on horseback and they weren't, as if, you know, hey, I'll meet you there kind of thing. I want you guys to go on foot. I'm not really sure, but that's just
it was probably a photo op they did, right? Because he was the president and they were soldiers in that army.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck. Did anybody even ask or did they just tear it down?
They no. There was a protest over colonialism and so they took it down and that's it. It's going to go reside in one of the Dakotas, north.
How far
south.
Back are we going to take this? Are we going to tear down all native statues so the buffaloes don't get offended? Since they wiped them off the fucking face of the earth?
Yeah.
Are we going to do that too? Or how far back are we going? Because I just want to know.
I think cavemen is probably where you start because they were beating women and dragging them back to the cave.
I think
by
the air.
We need to cancel China for building that wall.
Man,
China for building the wall or Genghis Khan for raping all those women, right? Now you're stuck in a pickle.
Not sure.
I cancel the horses.
Yeah, probably the horses.
Yeah. Horses are terrible people. Everybody knows that.
Awful.
Yeah.
Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Shit, man. I think a lifetime that's helped me not put a gun in my head after I got out is definitely my mother. And it sounds, I know it's super sentimental, but man, I mean, she was there for me. She's always been there for me, even now, you know, it's as old as I am, she's always there. So, you know, even gunslingers love their mom, you know, like, that quote in, 310 in Yuma, but, no, dude, I think, you know, especially dudes are getting out, they have a hard time and some people just don't have that support, you know, their parents are dead or whatever, but I've been fortunate. My mom's always been there for me. So
nice.
That's fucking clutch for
me. And both your parents are still alive?
Well, my stepdad, yeah. Okay. But, you know, obviously they're divorced, so my mom's number one.
You said obviously. Yeah. Well, why? What did he do?
No. Just, I think everybody gets divorced these days.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marriage.
You married?
No, I'm divorced.
Hey, Bob, pull up his campaign page. The video, his campaign video is embedded on there. Let's play it on the way out.
Yeah. What's your website? Where can everybody find you and donate money real quick before we show it?
Yeah, erichhoman.com. So it's erichoman.com. It's pretty easy.
The second H is silent.
The second H is silent. Yeah. And it's a nice, strong white last name.
It is. It's German.
Yeah. Yeah, you may throw people off the trail.
You actually may lose some vote. You may want to hyphenate that.
Yeah,
to be honest,
you might want to throw more Spanish flair to it.
Yeah, I can speak Spanish, man. I'm fluent. I was born there, so I can speak. I just don't have an accent.
Is your mom changed it to De Niro?
No, fuck De Niro.
No, De Niro.
Oh, money. De Niro. Yeah. Money. I thought you said De Niro. Like what's
Robert De Niro? No.
Yeah,
no.
I lost all respect for that dude once he was talking shit.
I lost all respect for him when I saw him trying to kick somebody in a movie recently. Kill the Irishman. Did you see that?
Oh yeah. It's like, God, that movie was long though.
Come on,
too
man.
Old. Yeah, that's too old to be kicking people around. Yeah,
he's too old.
Heat's still great, by the way.
You got that up?
Oh, Heat's money.
Pull that up, Bob.
Yeah, pull that up. Make it full screen if you can. I think it's an embedded YouTube video, isn't it?
You know the drone is overhead, but you can't hear it. You hear the gunshots, but you don't know where they're coming from. A war is going on. Innocent lives are at risk. It sounds like one of my many tours to the Middle East. But it's here, in our own backyard. I'm Eric Holman. I was born on that side of the border. My family and I came here the right way. I grew up in San Antonio, joined the military, and became America's most lethal weapon system, an Air Force combat controller. In a firefight, we're the ones protecting the team, controlling attack aircraft, and directing them to kill the enemy. America's urgent threats have moved right here on the border due to petty politics in Washington, D.C. That's why I'm running for Congress. I know I don't look like your typical Republican or politician. That's because I'm a man of action. I know I'm not alone when I say enough is enough. It is up to us to fight the left socialist woke mob for rotting America from the inside and leaving her defenseless to the outside. They want us to live in fear, become reliant on big government, divide us, take our guns, take our property, and defund our police. We are under attack, and that's my specialty. I'm Eric Holman, and my pledge is this. I will always vote to secure the border, stand side by side with law enforcement, and stand against vaccine mandates. So here I am. Send me into that mess. Join me in the fight for America, for Texas. What do you say? ¿Estás conmigo? 713, be advised. You got a clear visual.
They're
to engage. Yeah, dude. Just, who is the lady you were having a lemonade with?
Is your mom at the point? I've got two questions. Well, one is, have you thought about adding genitals onto the bowl? Like just big cock and nuts on that bowl.
I told the guy to put it on the back of the t-shirts as I'm walking away. Did you see that? But big, he was like, big yeah, nuts.
The other part is your mom reached the age of a Mexican woman where she's waking up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to make menudo after the party's over?
No, dude. I it's funny. We talk about getting up at 5 a.m. When I left the military, I was like, I'm never getting up that early. And now I get up at 5:01 every morning.
Fuck
and
that.
Why?
Dude, because I need time to like decompress, figure out my day, get a workout in, and then I'm telling you, by 7:30 to about 8:30, my phone starts either emails, just shit I got to answer, and it's nonstop throughout. And then come, I would say 9 o'clock, I just put my phone on silent. I'm like, fuck it. All my problems or whatever people need to get a hold of me, I'll deal with them next morning. Because if not, you just get addicted to answering back, you know? And it's just never ending. So yeah, from 5 to about 9 o'clock at night, man, I'm just up doing something. So it's pretty wild.
I hear you, man. Yeah, the emails come in fast and furious to us as well. I just found out what a YRC was right now. So
I don't know what that is.
That packs when they ship things in containers to a city, I guess there's a fucking huge line of containers, and depending upon what number you are, we're 200 in flavors, so that's great. I got to call in some people there to fuck that up. Just can we not just go in ourselves anymore? You know, that's all I want to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you can't do it yourself, which is why you're running.
Yeah, well then you got that moron Pete. What's his nuts?
Buttigieg. Yeah. He took a 9-month paternity leave.
Yeah. I was just like, you're a dude,
even though he's another dude.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another dude taking care of the fucking kids. You're good. You're good, bro.
It's
you got to do literally everything yourself.
I think Tucker Carlson said that he took 2 months off because they were trying to figure out who breastfeeds the kid or something like that.
Are you serious?
That's pretty funny.
You have to. Look, hey, best of luck, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, absolutely.
It could be Mr. Homan soon. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's already Mr. Homan.
Yeah, it is.
Not to us. Like, if you don't win, you go back to. Hey, slapdick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I hear
you. And come back if you win. If you don't, we'll never see you.
Yeah, no, if I win, yeah. Well, I'll have a drink with you boys. Like I said, I've kind of had to cut that out so I can stay focused on this shit. But sure. Yeah, I'll definitely drink.
But if you lose, obviously, we're not having you back.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Because the title of this is Congressional Candidate. It's not Congressional Loser.
Losers, yeah. I hear you.
So go and win. if the crazy bitch wins, we're all fucked. So.
Yeah, Texas is, we got to keep Texas red for sure.
Have to. Go out and vote. It is coming up March 1st.
Early voting is the 14th.
Early voting is the 14th in Tejas. March 1st is the in-person go out and vote for Mr. Homan here so we can get some of our dudes back, you know?
Yeah. We got to get the boys back in there.
Mm. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for your time today. I know you're a busy dude, and we'll let you go. D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.